thescoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGinc.oh.com.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, a master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet. My wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson athletic trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Honesty, integrity, transparency, and accountability. These are the principles I live by and the principles I'll lead with. I'm Mark Jordan, and I'm a lifelong Republican running for Shelby County Sheriff. Find out more about me by visiting VoteJordanSheriff.com or Mark Jordan for Sheriff 2020 on Facebook. It's time for change, and I'm ready to lead the way. I'm Mark Jordan, and I approve this message. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Jordan Sheriff.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Good evening to you, high school basketball fans. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. Two Monday nights of girls contests in a row for you. Last Monday, we featured Fort Loramie on the road at St. Henry as two Redskins teams went at it. Tonight, Dayton Carroll travels to Minster. It's the second game of a two-game series, which began last year when the Flying to the Hoop game scheduled between these two got postponed to a later Saturday in the season. Minster surprised Dayton Carroll at Carroll's Gym. Tonight, these two clubs go at it here at Minster. Good crowd on hand. Expect a fine game between the Minster Wildcats, 15-3 overall, 5-2 in the Midwest Athletic Conference, and the Dayton Carroll Patriots, 15-5 overall, a mark of 10-3 in the Greater Catholic League. We talk about the Midwest Athletic Conference all the time, Chuck, how good it is. The likes of Marion Local High School Basketball, Fort Recovery, St. Henry, Versailles, yeah. Minster. How about the Greater Catholic League? Dayton Carroll, which has been a stronghold for quite a few years now in girls' hoops. Purcell Marion, Chaminade, Kettering Alter, Roger Bacon, Middletown Fenwick. Dayton Carroll goes up against the likes of these clubs year in, year out. Fares extremely well. Lost last year to Dayton Carroll in the state championship in Division II to Toledo Rogers. Carroll went 27-3, 10-0.
Rogers was a heck of a basketball team.
Yep. 10-0 for Carroll a year ago in the league. 27 wins in 30 games last year. 9-1 in the league the year before. 8-2 the year before that. 8-2. Fourth-year head coach Cecilia Groslin does an outstanding job. And Minster's got its hands full here tonight. Head coach Mike Wiss's team playing extremely well. Six victories in the last seven games. 14-2 since a second game loss to Fort Loramie. Wildcats are on a roll. Recent victories over Versailles by 13, Anna by 11. How about Ivy Wolf, 36 a few weeks back against New Bremen?
She's averaging almost 20 a game. Nothing shocking about that. The young lady is almost impossible to guard. If you step out on her, she's going around you. If you lay off of her, she's going to bury a three on you. And they've started to get more help for her. Janae Hoeing averaging almost 10 points a game. Those two are the keys to Minster and their offense and how they're going to play basketball tonight.
This Minster team needs to get a push from the inside. Ella Mesher is coming on. She's playing well. Minster's being out-rebounded on the year defensively. It's a team which is pretty daggone good, limiting its opposition to 33% shooting, allowing only 7 points in the first quarter average all year long.
Guys, that's impressive. I mean, that means you came out prepared and focused to play. They shoot the ball at 36% shooting threes, and which is pretty good. And then you look at Ivy Wolf, who was shooting it at 44% from behind the arc, and just at 50% on all shots this year. That's impressive.
Mike Wiss's fourth year, as it is Cecilia Grosselin's fourth year, as I noted just a moment ago. Mike's first team lost to Jackson Center in a regional championship game. Then the last two seasons, Mike Wiss took his club all the way to the state championship, won it twice, back-to-back, by far and away the top team in the state the last 2 years in girls Division IV, knocking out Ottoville in the state title contest in successive seasons.
Well, I'm glad they decided to hang on to him when he didn't win it the first year. he's a heck of a basketball coach. He's a heck of a coach. I mean, he's just baseball. You can tell good coaches. The kids love him, and he is successful.
He's the member of the Ohio High School Baseball Hall of Fame coaches group.
Right.
Three state championships on the ball diamond in his tenure. Three coming, what, in the last eight, 9 seasons? And took his team all the way to the state semis up in Akron last year.
Right.
So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here tonight. Our anchors include American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Lacalle Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, and Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, along with the Sydney Daily News, the very best sports page coverage around. Chuck, a little synopsis of this Dayton Carroll Patriots team. Outstanding senior in the middle, Julia Keller, 13.5 points a game, 6.7 rebounds a game, averages 2+ blocks per game. She's going to be alone because in the middle of the floor, in the paint area, probably is Minster's weakest spot.
Well, yeah, we've been graduating Pringer, and she's down playing basketball for Xavier now.
Right.
Tells you how good she was. But I'll tell you what, Keller, watching her warm up out there, not only is she 6 feet tall, but she's got some size. So she's not going to be somebody you're going to push around on the block. You got to make sure she doesn't catch the basketball down where she wants to shoot it. You got to play defense before she catches the basketball.
Only three seniors on this Dayton Carroll roster to start. The other starting senior, along with Keller, is Allie Stefanik, a 5'6 senior guard. Megan Laris is a 5'10 junior. She'll get some points down inside as well. She's averaging 10. Keller, 13.5, as I mentioned. Stefanik at 6. Another starter, Ava Licklider, a 5'6 junior, 6.5 a game. And Sarah Oakes, a 5'5 sophomore, averaging 9 per outing. So it's a pretty young team, starting 300 classmen. This rivalry, this series, which began last year, ends this season. These two clubs right now are not scheduled to play next year. It's a real tough trip to make during the week, Chuck. They couldn't find a Saturday for a meeting next year. They just decided, wow, an hour and 50 minutes one way, almost 4 hours round trip during the week. Too difficult an itinerary to meet during the week for high school basketball.
Well, yeah, it's a shame because it's a real good game for Minster, because playing at a good Division II school only gets you prepared for the tournament run coming up here. And it's a shame they can't figure it out, but it also logistically makes total sense why they're not going to play it on a weeknight.
Yeah. Dayton Carroll is Division II. Minster is D4, albeit a big Division IV, not a D3, but a D4. But Minster enjoys playing up, and that's paid dividends the last few years
sure
on the
has.
Basketball floor. Minster opens the year at Wapakoneta. Game 3 this year was at Salina. Those are bigger schools than Minster. You look down through the schedule, at Lima Bath. Coldwater is a division up. You continue on down through.
Anna, Versailles, D3, Dayton Carroll here tonight, D2. So about 40% of Minster's schedule, D3s, D2s.
And you can see that in Columbus the last 2 years. When they went out there on that floor for the semis and the finals, there was not a bit of intimidation on these girls, and they expected to win.
Exactly. Dayton Carroll under Coach Grassland is 15-5 on the year. It's a stout schedule in its own right, 10-3 in the Greater Catholic League. We've heard a lot about Purcell Marion, Chuck, last year, returning a number of players from the team a year ago, which, as I recall, played Waynesville in the D3 regional championship, lost to Waynesville after Waynesville had beaten Versailles. Waynesville then knocked out Purcell Marion, which was a regional final participant a year ago in Division III. Carroll has split with Purcell Marion this year, losing by a score of 42-33 to Purcell, beating them 42-38. Roger Bacon, a solid club. Carroll won at home by a score of 43-38, lost in overtime at Bacon, 74-72. This Carroll team doesn't shy away from moving the ball up and down the floor and putting it in the basket.
Well, and I think that's good. And I mean, Minster likes to do that, too. And they're going to see something tonight that they probably don't see as much of. They're going to see some incredibly tough man-to-man defense by Minster.
Yes. Dayton Carroll has played Dayton Altar this year, not the Altar Knights of the past.
Right.
They've been mighty strong in fairly recent seasons. Carroll doubled up Alder by a score of 42-21 the last time they met on the 22nd of January. Carroll did lose to a very strong Division I Kettering Fairmont team on Monday the 27th, 1 week ago, by a score of 47-33. Carroll is coming off a 49-21 win Saturday against Cincinnati McNicholas. I mentioned Dayton Chaminade earlier. That's a team in the GCL. Carroll has disposed of Chaminade twice by 18 points each time. So Dayton Carroll, an imposing foe for Minster here tonight. We expect a very good game. Thought it would be an outstanding contest a year ago. It wasn't. Late in the year down at Dayton Carroll, Minster thumped them soundly.
Yeah.
That happened to be the good weather Saturday afternoon. We traveled to the Hoosier Gym for the Fort Loramie game.
Yeah, we did. That was still, the Hoosiers was on the other night, and I flipped it on just to sit there and go, I've been there.
We're about 2 minutes away from the opening tip to start the game here tonight. We expect a very fine contest. It's not going to be like a recent boys game or two that we've covered, Chuck, when 35 points was a pretty high level night for scoring. I expect it's going to take 45, 48, maybe even 50 to win this game this evening.
Well, you know, when you were going down the list of Carroll's opponents, I think one of the more impressive ones was their loss to Fairmont.
Oh, yeah.
That is an outstanding Division I school.
Yep.
Number one seed in Division I, and, you know, to lose to them by 14, you must have played some pretty good basketball.
At Beaver Creek, at Beaver Creek on the road, lost by 5.
Yep.
Did Carroll. Mr. Wildcats coming off a nice win last Thursday against Versailles, 48-35. Minster was down in that game, 29-28 at the half, then had a big fourth quarter, outscoring Versailles 19-7 in the fourth after topping Versailles 12-6 in the third. Ivy Wolf had 24 in that game, 16 of which came in the second half. Her line, Chuck, in the game against New Bremen when she scored 36 was uncanny. She had 10 twos, 4 threes, 4 of 4 at the free throw line for 36. Janae Hoying has been right around 9, 10, 11 points a game. She's been steady. If Ella Mesher can chip in with 8 or 9 in the middle, that makes Minster mighty tough to handle.
Yeah, well, so she's a 6-foot sophomore. It'd be good to get her rolling at tournament time.
We will return in just a moment with the starting lineups and the tip. It's Dayton Carroll on the road here at Minster.
Should be a very fine girls high school basketball game tonight. It's our second Monday of coverage of girls action in a row. We were at St. Henry last Monday for Fort Loramie on the road. Tonight we are here at Minster. We return in a minute on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veterans Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Honesty, integrity, transparency, and accountability. These are the principles I live by and the principles I'll lead with. I'm Mark Jordan, and I'm a lifelong Republican running for Shelby County Sheriff. Find out more about me by visiting VoteJordanSheriff.com or Mark Jordan for Sheriff 2020 on Facebook. It's time for change, and I'm ready to lead the way. I'm Mark Jordan, and I approve this message. Paid for by the committee to elect Jordan Sheriff.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
So many thanks to Mark Jordan, Shelby County Sheriff. VoteJordanSheriff.com, new underwriting sponsor here on ScoresBroadcast.com for the duration of most of our high school basketball season. Mark Jordan, Shelby County Sheriff. VoteJordanSheriff.com. A couple of new underwriting sponsors here on Scores Broadcast include Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie, a new underwriting sponsor, along with Hoing and Hoing Builders in Anna on McCartyville Road. And we say hello to Reese Myring & Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie, a full-service accounting firm for you and your business. And don't forget Maury's Landing Restaurant, State Route 362 in Minster, across from Lake Loramie. Superb breakfast, lunch, and dinner at Maury's. And our halftime each week here on scoresbroadcast.com, brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Certified athletic trainers work with high school athletic programs to offer on-site services for student athletes. Starting lineup for Dayton Carroll has just been introduced. Sarah Oaks, 5'5 sophomore. Ava Licklider, 5'6 junior, out front, along with Allie Stefanik, a 5'6 senior. Megan Laris, a 5'10 junior. Julia Keller, a 6-foot senior, in the middle. For the Minster Wildcats, 20-point score, Ivy Wolf, 5'10 junior at guard, along with Avery Wolf, a 5'10" senior, and Janae Hoing, a 5'8 junior. Additional starters, Marish Meising in a wing. Mara, a 5'4 senior. Ella Mesher in the middle, a 6-foot sophomore. Both head coaches in year number four, Mike West Minster, Cecilia Groslin of Dayton Carroll. And Cecilia has been the head coach, as I mentioned, for 4 years. Varsity assistant before that was Coach Groslin. She's a math teacher at Carroll, a graduate of the University of Maryland.
Oh.
Mike Wiss, a UD grad. Boy, I love Dayton Carroll's uniforms, Chuck. Bright blue, red numbers, white piping, the red script, Patriots across the front. Or does it say Carroll?
Carroll.
I'm sorry. I better put my glasses on. Got the script Carroll across the front in red with white edging. And the Mr. Wildcats in the home white top to bottom. Black numbers outlined in orange. Black and orange checks down the sides of the jerseys and shorts. Opening tip to start the game, won by Minster. Moving from left to right on your computer screen or phone. as you use your imagination here tonight. And right away, Chuck, Ivy Wolf gets double teamed way out on the arc. Minster finds the open player down inside. It's Mesher. Her 7-footer goes in and out. Rebound to Carroll. And here come the Patriots quickly down the floor. Oh, look at that fine driving layup. Wow, what a play by Sarah Oakes.
Yeah, she's not real big, but boy, she had no fear getting inside there.
Blistering pace by Oakes. Here's Ivy Wolf back for Minster, posting up in the lane. Left-handed shovel shot is in. We're tied at two. Two superb athletic plays to start the game. Baskets by Oakes and Wolf, two apiece. Dayton Carroll with the ball to our left. Here's the ball thrown out of the arc to Licklider. She fakes left, goes right, hustles toward the basket. A Minster player sets up. It's ruled an offensive foul.
I think that's a good call.
Played 53 seconds, game tied at two. Ivy Wolf brings it down for Minster. They all have been fighting this laryngitis, bronchitis, sinusitis for the last 14-15 days. I think it's on its way out of my system now. Here's Minster setting up shop in the right corner. Avery Wolf got a little bit of a screen and nailed a long triple.
She let her set her feet. She's a good shooter.
Oh, yeah. Not a lot of arch, but it was perfect. All cord. Here's Carroll countering. Deep three, left side of the floor by Keller. It banged off the rim. Ball comes down to Minster. Ivy Wolf. Little stop and go move. Top of the key. Then she's checked tightly by Licklider to Mesher into Ivy, who posts up, shakes the defender, and puts it up and through.
Wow, I'm not sure where the defender went.
7-2 in favor of Minster. Here's Carroll throwing a long lob down the floor, intended on the play for Keller, broken up by Minster. 6:14 left, opening quarter. 7-2 in favor of Minster, which is pumped in the last 7 points. Here's Carroll, 25 feet away. It's Stefanik on the dribble. Weaves to teammate Licklider. Ball held high overhead by Oakes. They look inside for Keller. Can't find her. Patriots rotate the ball on top. Oh, here's a long lob down inside to Keller. She catches over Mesher and puts it in.
Boy, she did a nice job of holding her foot that time.
7-4. Minsterma 3. Minster forecourt right, Janae Hoing. Checked on the arc, 25 feet away, Ben Licklider. Hand off to Mara Schmiesing down the lane. Her shot is tipped off the underneath side of the backboard, goes out of bounds to Minster.
That's a block by Keller. I'll tell you what, I'm impressed by how mobile she is.
She is an agile young lady. Here's Minster lobbing inside court to Hoing, 25 feet away. Straight on. It's handled out high by Kyra Oldagee's in now, 5'11 junior. Errant pass by Minster, picked off on the play by Carroll. Quickly down the floor, it's Stefanik. Baseline left to a teammate. Right back to Stefanik. Open 6-footer, swish. 7-6, Minster's lead trimmed to 1. Here's Ivy Wolf throwing left side of the floor. It's popped up in the air by Keller and stolen. In backcourt to Stefanik for Carroll. Up the floor, it goes to Laris. Laris weaves into the top of the circle. Gave it up to Keller, baseline left. On top to Oakes. 4:50 left, first quarter, 7-6 Minster. Here's Stefanik. Pitches it down inside for Keller. Busted up on the play by Minster. It goes out of bounds.
Good coverage that time by Ivy Wolf. Came down and helped.
Carroll inbounding left to the rim. It's Licklider. Flips it in play to Oakes, 25 feet out. Oh, they try to go to the post with it. Overplay by Minster and a steal. Ivy Wolf gobbles it up. Outlet pass to a teammate. Deflected. Then Ivy gets it straight away. 27-footer. Banged off the rim. Backboard. No good. Rebounded by Carroll. Motoring down the floor. Licklider. Splits a couple defenders. Knocked to the ground. Should have been a foul. No call. Shot missed. Rebound Minster. Here's a triple try from distance for the Wildcats. Short by Avery Wolf. Long rebound, though, to Janae Hoing in the corner. To Schmiesing. Foul line jumper, Mesher. Hit the back of the rim. Offensive board again. Hoing for Minster. Hits the three ball in the left corner. 10-6 Minster. 3:56 to go, first quarter.
Got three possessions that time.
Up over the timeline, Oakes for Carroll. Dribble drive into the left corner. Hand off to teammate Megan Laris. Steps inside the arc. Bingo! 17-footer by Laris.
They got some shooters.
10-8. Minster by 2. Excellent game choice tonight, Chuck, here on scorersbroadcast.com. And Minster tries to post up. Ivy Wolf can't do it. Tipped away. Poked out of there by Carroll. Patriots on the run. Into the lane, Licklider. Behind her to a teammate for long triple from Stefanik. No, off the flange. Long rebound, Carroll. High-arching shot, but Licklider hits the rim, kicks away. Minster's got the board. 3:11 left in the first. 10-8. Minster by two. Shake and bake move on the arc by Hoing. Tries a pocket pass, stolen by Carroll. Here's a run out down the floor. Driving layup short by Stefanik. Minster's got the ball. Frenetic pace right now. 2:50 left, opening period. Ivy Wolf at the timeline. Head coach Mike Wiss for Minster barks out of play. Right side pass to Schmiesing. Back to Ivy. Thought about shooting. Goes to the post to Janae Hoing. Down inside to Mesher. Extra pass was worth it because Mesher was fouled while shooting to the left of the basket.
That's on Keller's. That's her first.
Couple of free throws here for Mesher for Minster. She toes the stripe with a pair. Minster shooting 69% on the year at the stripe.
That's a little skewed because the Wolves score shooted at 86 and 88%.
They are the ones who need to get to the line for this team. First foul shot was missed. Couple substitutions for Minster. Here's the second free throw. Mesher on the way. Perfect. 11-8. Minster by 3. F. Carroll will inbound. Minster now puts on some heat. A little full court pressure. Ball entered left side of the floor. Steamrolling up the sideline. Licklider into the corner. Gives it up out back to Laris. She tries one on the arc. Short. Long rebound into the hands of Oaks. Driving shot. Short again. Rebound Minster. 2:20 left in the first. 11-8 Minster. Ivy Wolf gets a screen. Hit the elbow on the right inside the arc. Her 17-footer hits the rim three times. Kerplunk. It goes in. 13-8 Minster. Long throw by Carroll down the floor. Caught in the Licklider. Waits for defenders to fly by and puts it up and in.
I think they like being pressed. It just makes them go faster.
Sure do. Here's a double team on Wolf out high. Ball thrown right flank to Kate Larger, who's in now. A 5'8" junior. Tie-up occurs below the rim. Arrow says Carroll possession. 13-10 Minster. Minute 51 to go first quarter. In backcourt for Carroll. It is entered by Keller. Keller to Stefanik. Stefanik over the timeline. Bounces it with the left. Stefanik, one of the top steal leaders in the Greater Catholic League. Whips a pass for Keller to the left corner, and it goes awry out of bounds. Now Minster will bring it down the court with a three-point edge and 96 seconds to go in the first period. Outside the arc, it is Larger with the ball. Near side to Ivy Wolf. Thought about a 28-footer, didn't let it go. Flips it baseline to a teammate. Little push shot up and in. Nice play. Lauren Mox, 5'10 senior, in off the bench. Assist Ivy Wolf. Mox nailed the shot. Mid-range jumper. 15-10 Minster. A minute 7 to go. First quarter. Little pick and roll on the arc for Carroll. Long jumper wide left by Keller. Long rebound though, Carroll. Carroll's got it. Ball thrown on the arc to Stefanik. Deep left corner, Licklider. Missed it. That was a bomb. Hit the heel, kicked Ivy Wolf. She streaks up the floor for Minster. 44 seconds to go in the first. Hand off to Mox. Back to Ivy. Straight away from 17. Short. Carroll's got the board. 2-on-2 break. Ivy Wolf defends in the lane against Licklider. Her shot missed. Offensive stick back thrown up and in. Wow, what a play by Oaks. Off balance.
I think she got bumped a little bit on that one.
The lead for Minster is 3. Minster hustling down the floor. Good entry by Janae Hoing. And a foul on the arm against Carroll defending the post. 21 seconds to go, first quarter, 15-12. Minster up three. This Keller for Carroll, fourth in the Greater Catholic League in rebounds, just under seven. And Stefanik, a fine assist maker, fourth in the GCL, better than 3.5 a game. Licklider, almost three steals, ranked second in the league. 6 seconds left, opening quarter. Ivy Wolf is hemmed in, goes to Mox. Travel on the play against Minster. Carroll with 3 seconds left, must travel 94 feet.
I think they're a little aware of Ivy Wolf.
Oh, yeah. A hedge on her out high, double her up. When she gets it 20 feet away, try to keep her from getting it back when she does give it up. Here's Carroll inbounding. Who does it go to? Keller. Keller at midcourt on the run. Sets and shoots from 45. Off to the left, no good. First quarter's in the books. Entertaining, hectic pace. Good high school girls basketball. Minster 15, Dayton Carroll 12 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Every single dish is delish, meal after meal after meal, at Maury's Landing Restaurant, Route 362 Minster, across from Lake Loramie.
Maury seems to excel at that. Consistent food, good meals, good prices.
How many years now have you been going to Maury's?
Basically since they opened the door, about 5 years.
Wow. Breakfast time, what do you like best?
Oh, it's got to be the Paradise Omelet.
And the fish at night?
I like the salmon. It's tough to beat.
Everything on Maury's menu is a winner, and families like Maury's too.
We had a tenderloin sandwich, a margarita barbecue sandwich, a chicken cordon bleu sandwich, and my son had a cheeseburger, french fries, and applesauce.
And how much did it cost? What'd you pay for a family four here at Maury's?
We spend about $35.
A good deal.
And we come here about six or seven times a month.
You just get more at Maury's Landing, Route 362, Minster.
Welcome back to Minster High School. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee on scoresbroadcast.com, S-C-O-R-E-S, Scores, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system, your radio on the phone for high school sports in the Upper Miami Valley.
Well, that was Ivy Wolf's rest period. She gets 45 seconds between quarters.
Well, we'd like to give a big shout-out to Sue Yates, living back in Dayton Carroll country, from Bob, Amy, Maddie, and Taylor. They are here behind us in the second row. Bob, Amy, Maddie, and Taylor, say hello to Sue Yates back in Dayton Carroll country. Here we go. We start quarter number two. Here is Minster with a sloppy pass picked off on the play by Dayton Carroll. Here come the Patriots down the floor quickly. Licklider head of the key. 15-12, Minster by three. 25 feet out, it's Megan Laris with the ball. Deals it to Licklider on a weave. Now to Oaks. Oaks passes foul line to Stefanik into the paint area. Lobbing down inside for Keller. Yes. Oh, a good feed. Keller finishes for two. Keller on the field goal for Carroll. 15-14. Another bad pass by Minster. Picked off by Carroll. Zipping down the right side of the floor. Licklider all the way to the rim. Left it short. No good. Rebound tipped to the foul line. Short jump shot missed by Oaks. Long board again, though, to Carroll. Deep left corner, three. Bingo! Allie Stefanik zeroes in. 17-15, Carroll up two. 6:49 left here in the second quarter. Minster, forecourt right with the ball. Outside the arc, Avery Wolf. Straightaway handoff to Dana Pringer, who's checked in. 5'10 junior. 30 feet away on the left, it is Jenna Euchre, 5'8 junior guard. Skip to Wolf in the right corner. Well, she's doubled immediately. High right to teammate Avery Wolf. She hoists up a three. Air ball goes out of bounds. Well, right now, Chuck, Carroll's defense has got Minster figured out.
Well, they're not giving Ivy Wolf anything.
Nope.
And is somebody else going to have to score?
Minster pressing in backcourt. Carroll on the bounce. 6:20 left to go, second quarter. Carroll up 17-15 over Minster. Dribbling between the rings. It is Carroll's Keller. Rotates through the top of the key. Gives it to Laris. Hand off 25 feet out to Stefanik. Stefanik on the perimeter to Laris. Ball rotated to the left. Ivy Wolf pops it up in the air for Minster and takes it away. Ivy breaks down the floor. Goes low post right to Mesher. Tug of war for the ball. Jump results. Arrow favors Carroll.
It is 8 turnovers for Minster now.
5:51 left to go here in the second quarter. 17-15, Carroll, which has outscored Minster 5-0 here at the start of the second stanza.
Well, I'll tell you, Keller's a player, but their guard play, I'm impressed. Their guard play is outstanding.
Oh, they handle the ball so well. They're lickety-split on their feet. They find the open player. Division II Dayton Carroll, very impressive. Top of the circle with the ball, it's Oaks. Oaks to Keller. Hemmed in by two defenders, one of whom fouled her. It's common. Very few fouls in this game so far. Only 4, in fact. Was that the first on Minster? Might have been.
First called.
Wow. Inbounds, Carroll. Into the lane, Stefanik. Had a shot, passed it up. Threw it to Laris on the arc. Megan, a 5'10 junior. Bullies her way into the paint. Hand off to Keller. Bounce pass left of the lane to Charlotte. Rubel is in, a 5'5 sophomore. Shot deflected, out of bounds. Off Minster. Carroll inbound toward the left corner on the baseline about 7 or 8 feet from side court. 5:22 left to go here in quarter number two. 17-15, Carroll. Very good girls basketball game here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. Don't forget, we've got boys action tomorrow night. It is Fairlawn hosting Anna in a big Shelby County Athletic League boys game. Anna now leading the league by half a game over Jackson Center. Here's a long three-point try straight away. Megan Laris behind the screen. Rimmed it, no good. Rebound to Minster. Ivy Wolf hustles up the floor for the Wildcats. Outside the arc on the right to Mesher. Down into Janae Hoing. Tries to feed across the lane to Mox. It is punched out of bounds by Carroll. That's one Janae Hoing would like to have back. She had a shot.
Well, I think when she turned, she didn't realize there was nobody in front of her in the basket. She had already committed herself to throwing the pass.
Ball inbounded by Minster to Janae Hoing, 30 feet away. Has Janae scored yet, Chuck?
Yeah, she's got a three.
She's got 1 3-pointer, averaging about 10. Here's Ivy Wolf, checked by Stefanik. Down 25 feet at it goes to Jenny Euchre. Straight away to Avery Wolf. Hand-checking foul. Little handsy there by Rubel of Carroll. Minster substituting just a little more freely than Carroll. Will be interesting to see if that extra depth does pay off come fourth quarter time. High right, Hoing with the ball for Minster. Open shooter, right corner behind the screen. Flipped up there by Avery Wolf, too hard. Long rebound right back to Avery. DeHoing, who sets up and shoots the bomb. Got it, a triple. Janae Hoing with 2 threes, 18-17. Minster up one. 4:14 left, quarter number two. At midcourt for Carroll, it is Stefanik. Stefanik on the dribble. 4 minutes even left till halftime. Coming out to catch is Rubel. Rubel retreats, left-hand dribble on the bounce. Goes outside the arc on the right to Laris. They weave it to Oaks down the lane. Oaks hands off to a teammate, left baseline. Fumbled, and it's muffed to Minster. Minster gathers it. Here come the Wildcats, far side of the floor. A double team on Hoing, who's coming off a made three. She's in the top of the circle. Leaves it behind her for Mesher, and she shoots up a three and buries it. How about that? Ella Mesher knocks down a trifecta after one by Janae Hoing, and Minster's up four. 6 straight for the Wildcats, 21-17 lead. 3:19 left, quarter number two. Carroll on the bounce, 25 feet away. It is Stefanik, stops her dribble. Goes outside the arc on the left to Laris. Back to Stefanik. Left side of the floor handled by Oaks. Knocked away by Minster to midcourt. It goes out of bounds. 2:59 to go, second quarter. Minster 21, Carroll 17. It's been a game of short spurts by each team.
I was getting ready to say, you can tell it's a good basketball game when each team has many runs going back and forth. That means you're evenly matched and you're a good team.
Yep. Ivy Wolf defending against Stefanik of Carroll, who gets a screen from Laris.
Ball flipped on the plate to Rubel, still straight away. Might have gotten away with steps. No call. 30 feet out to Rubel. Now 25 feet away, Stefanik, who fakes right, goes left. Here's Carroll weaving on top. It's Licklider. She's got an opening. Look at her go to work. Down the lane, up and in. Licklider with a surge of speed.
She is quick with the dribble.
21-19 in favor of Minster. Not shy about shooting the three as Mara Schmiesing way short. Rebound Carroll. Here's a stop and pop from behind the free throw line. Little heavy by Licklider. Rebounded by Minster. Janae Hoying down the floor into the right corner. 2 minutes, 7 seconds to go. Second period. Minster up two, 21-19. Hoying to Schmiesing. Schmiesing looks inside for Mox, who comes out to catch. Minster works the ball around. It goes to Larger. Back out to Hoying. Another three try. Hit the rim. Hit the backboard high. Came down into the lap of Mesher, who sticks it in. Timeout called by Carroll. 23-19 Minster. I said it was Mesher. It was Pohl in off the bench. Mason Pohl, 5'11 junior. Big two-pointer for Minster. A minute 45 left till halftime. That triggered a timeout from Carroll on scorersbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee back here at Minster High School. Excellent girls high school basketball game in progress here tonight. A minute 40 left to go, period number two. Down inside, 2 minutes remaining. 4-point lead, Minster. Here is Rubel freeing up, baseline right. Short runner by Carroll, glanced off the rim. And we got a scrap for the rebound, pushing against Hoying of Minster. Carroll Ball, baseline left to the rim.
Oaks is a tough little sophomore.
She's the playmaker. Oaks inbounds. It goes on top to Laris. Laris gave it up outside the arc on the left to Stefanik.
Oh.
Long three ball. Oh, it's in and out. Was down below the iron, snapped away. Long board is garnered by Carroll, which maintains possession. 70 seconds left. Quarter number two. 23-19 Minster. Here's Laris on top to Oaks. Oaks picked up by Hoying. Here's the weave on the play. It goes to Licklider. Now to Keller. Left side of the floor, Stefanik. Right back into Keller. She motors toward the rim. Up and in. A little half hook right in front of the iron. And she was tagged on the wrist as she dropped it through.
Boy, she did a nice drop step, took it up, and got hammered and made the basket.
23-21. Minster by two. Keller a chance to cut it to a one-point game. Free throw. Julia Keller on the way. She flips it up and through. Soft touch by Keller. 1 point edge, Minster. Last 45 seconds of the half. On top, Schmiesing for Minster. Looks left side. It goes to Pohl. She comes back near side to Schmiesing. Schmiesing looks in the middle. 30 seconds to go. Handoff 30 feet out to Pohl, is coming off a made goal for Minster. Here's Ivy Wolf straight away. Stefanik on her. Ivy bouncing down the left side of the lane. She's doubled. Gives it up to Mox, back into Ivy, over the shoulder foul on Stefanik. It is the team's fourth or fifth, not shooting. 21.5 to go here in the second quarter. 23-22 Minster. Ball inbounded to Mox in the left corner for Minster. Lauren out to Hoying. Into the lane to Ivy. Extra pass to Pohl down below the rim. Bobbled it. Got it back. Baseline left to Mox. 15-foot jumper. Hits it. Lauren Mox swished it. As Minster found the open player with 7 seconds left. Carroll inbounds. And we got a shove by Minster in the middle of the back and back court. 5 ticks left on the clock. 25-22. 3-point lead Minster. Lauren Mox, a couple of huge second quarter baskets.
Here's Carroll in backcourt. Patriots, you got to go. Midcourt, Stefanik to Licklider. 1 second to go. Licklider on the run. 10-footer just a bit short as the first half closes. It was a good one. Action at a frenetic pace, pell-mell, up and down the floor. Neither team shying away from running. A number of three-pointers. Excellent game, 25-22, Minster over Dayton Carroll. After two quarters, here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market. And for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
At U.S. Bank, we believe hard work works. That means working late nights to crush tomorrow's meeting works. Making a budget and trying to stick to it works. And saving today, tomorrow, and the day after to afford that first home, that works too. No matter the goals, we have the tools, expertise, and people to help you all along the way. Visit usbank.com/hardwork to see how we can help you reach your goals. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee at Minster High School, the home of the orange and black, the Wildcats, who are taking on the Patriots from Dayton Carroll tonight. We've got the play-by-play in color for you on scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Chuck, very good game, entertaining, up and down the floor, lead changes, ties. We've had a little bit of everything, very few fouls. Action is high-octane pace, maybe not like the Chiefs and 49ers in the fourth quarter last night, but still so much fun to watch, and we're glad to be a part of it. We've got a lot of Dayton-area listeners, as the Carroll fans here behind us have alerted via phone their fan mates and family members down in the Dayton area that this game is being carried live right here on Scores Broadcast. And they are enjoying the coverage back in the Dayton area.
Well, I hope so, because it's a heck of a basketball game, and Dayton Carroll's a good team. I'm impressed. I mean, Julia Keller, she has seven. She's terrific. But, boy, their guard play, I am really impressed with their guards.
Keller, by the way, scored her 1,000th point at Dayton Carroll a week ago.
Yeah, you can see she's terrific. And she's going, I'm assuming she's going someplace to play next year.
I'll try to find out.
All right. That'll be up to you.
Okay.
Let's see. Let's take a look at the each team has 13 rebounds. Carroll has a 7-5 offensive rebounding advantage. Minster has turned the ball over 8 times. Carroll only turned it 4 times, which is really impressive because the defense that Minster plays, Minster normally will turn you over a lot. They only turned them over 4 times. That's where I was talking about the guard play.
Yep.
And the pace that they play on top of the fact they're not turning the ball over.
Carroll is every bit as quick as Minster, if not quicker.
Maybe
Chuck.
A little quicker.
Yeah.
1 of 1 from the free throw line for the Patriots. 1 of 2 for Minster. Individual scoring for Dayton Carroll. Julia Keller scored 7. They got 5 from Stefanik. They got 4 each from Oaks and Licklider. They got 2 from Karras. Laris, I'm sorry. I'm thinking of Alex Karras. They scored 12 and 10, 22 for the first half. Minster led in scoring by Ivy Wolf. She had six, and Janae Hoeing had six. Wolf didn't score in the second quarter. 4 points each from Mesher and Mox. Mox did a real nice job off the bench. They got three from Avery Wolf on a three, two from Mason Pohl on a putback. They scored 15 and 10, and they lead at 25-22 at the half.
Chuck, two stats that you just shared with us come to mind right away. No points for Ivy Wolf in the second quarter. Only four floor errors for Carroll the entire first half.
Right. I mean, and they're playing at a really quick pace. That just tells me how good these girls are. I mean, Licklider handles the basketball, and man, she doesn't turn it over.
No. Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney has just brought you our halftime report. It's Minster 25, Dayton Carroll 22 here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Early in her freshman basketball season in 2016, Fort Loramie's Marissa Meiring suffered a serious knee injury. But in just 6 months, thanks to Wilson Health Sports Medicine, Marissa, now a senior, was healthy and back in the game. Listen now to another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story, as told by Marissa's parents, Betsy and Kevin Meiring.
It was practice on December 15th when our daughter Marissa went down with a knee injury. Wilson Health Sports Medicine stepped in, assessed the knee injury as a complete ACL tear and a meniscus tear. It was a little devastating to hear as she started off her freshman year so strong.
However, Ryan Castle, Wilson Health Sports Medicine athletic trainer, played a major role in Marissa's full recovery.
There's so many great things that I can say about Ryan. He was just fantastic. He was there supporting Marissa every step of the way, from her injury to the assessment to surgery to rehab, all the way to her full recovery.
And successful surgery on Marissa's knee was performed by orthopedic surgeon Dr. Matthew Heckler.
Marissa's surgeon, Dr. Heckler, was terrific. We had full confidence in him. He was just so compassionate and caring toward Marissa. I'll never forget the day in his office when he gave her the diagnosis of the ACL tear. Of course, she was in tears, and Dr. Heckler handed her a box of Kleenex and said, "It's going to be okay. I'm going to get you fixed up, and we'll get you back on the court."
Marissa responded. After a solid sophomore basketball season, she excelled as a junior. She was named Girls Shelby County Player of the Year, First Team All Southwest District, and Special Mention All Ohio.
We're so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
It is 25-22, Minster over Dayton Carroll here at the half on scoresbroadcast.com. And we are pleased to promote Hoeing & Hoeing Builders in Anna, a new sponsor. Hoeing & Hoeing has served Shelby County and neighboring counties since 1977, specializing in custom-built homes on your lot or any of our lots northeast of Kettlersville on Rutger Road. We offer services including home remodels, additions, outbuildings. And with over 200 years of experience among our current employees, Hoeing & Hoeing has become one of the premier home builders in the region. So if you're looking for a large 2.5-acre country lot, Hoeing & Hoeing currently has them for sale on Rutger Road. They're in the Anna School District. They offer high-speed internet. For information and to start designing your dream home, call Hoeing & Hoeing Builders, 937-394-7144. What you can imagine, we can create at Hoeing & Hoeing Builders. It is time now for our Local Equipment Student Athlete Spotlight segment here on scoresbroadcast.com. Now, Local promotes student, academic, and athletic success on Scores and has done so since our start in 2006. We could not have gotten off the ground back then without the support from Local Equipment and Jackson Center, which moved to Shelby County in 1982 from L.A., California, thus the name Local. Six seniors playing tonight, three on each team. Avery Wolf, Mara Schmiesing, Lauren Mox for Minster, and for Dayton Carroll, Jillian Roberts, Allie Stefanik, and Julia Keller. Six 12th graders recognized tonight by Local Equipment and Jackson Center on scoresbroadcast.com.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center is a founding sponsor of scoresbroadcast.com. LaCal manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment used by cities and contractors around the world. LaCal supplies parts for street sweepers, highway mowers, refuse collectors, and salt spreaders, for example. Its roots date back to 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. Locally, LaCal is pleased to promote high school scholarship programs, and scoresbroadcast.com was conceived a dozen years ago, all thanks to the support from LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center.
Jack with Chuck here at Minster on Scores. We've got the second half. Minster hosting Dayton Carroll. Superb high school girls game tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. 25-22. Minster in the lead by three. Fourth year head coach Mike Wiss at the helm of Minster. Fourth year head coach Cecilia Grosslin, the mentor of this Dayton Carroll program. Carroll, a strong Division II girls program. Outstanding records over the past several seasons. State championship game a year ago for Dayton Carroll, lost to Toledo Rogers in Division II. Carroll went 10-0 in the GCL, 27-3 overall. 16-10 2 years ago, 9-1 in the league, 23-5 3 years ago, 8-2 in the league. And as you look down over the last number of seasons, 8-2 in the GCL, 8-2, 8-2, 8-2. Coach Grosslin, the last four. As we start the third quarter of action, Ivy Wolf for Minster took the ball into the post, was handcuffed and grabbed as she tried to spin up a 10-footer. She just sank two free throws, and then Carroll throws it inbounds right to Minster. Minster missed. Carroll got the rebound. Minster stole it back, and Janae Hoing made a long two from the right corner. Good start for Minster. Carroll not alert to begin the third quarter. Carroll runs up the floor, lobs the ball middle of the court, intercepted. Three straight turnovers.
Wow.
A trio of miscues, right, Chuck?
Yeah, after only turning it four times in the first half.
That's amazing. Four turnovers by Carroll in 16 minutes and three in the first 45 seconds of the second half. Here's Hoing at midcourt for Minster, hemmed in by two, three players. Time out, Minster, to conserve the possession. Big start to the second half for Minster, which is up seven. Wildcats had the ball when we return. 7:03 left in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
Two Rushi family-owned firms doing business for 60 years. Each are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com. Superior Aluminum provides the finest aluminum columns, railings, and fence available on the market. The Francis Schulze Company distributes quality wholesale building materials to lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists. Superior and Francis Schulze are two of the many unique industries in Shelby County that help make the region a great place in which to live, work, raise a family, and receive an education. Superior and Francis Schulze are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com.
Chuck, what did Minster do differently on defense to surprise Carroll so much?
I don't know if they did anything. They just all of a sudden, Carroll wasn't taking care of the basketball.
Here's Mesher in the post with the ball for Minster, which suddenly is up seven. Here's a straightaway three ball, pumped up there by Avery Wolf. Little shy of the mark, grazed the rim, rebound down to Carroll. Carroll needs a bucket or two right here. Here's Stefanik down the floor, sloppy pass, tried to whip it to Keller. Fourth turnover by Carroll in the first 90 seconds of the second half. Janae Hoing's got it, throws to Schmiesing in the middle. Looked like a shove by Carroll, not called. Loose ball to Carroll. Here's Stefanik, cross court to Keller, left corner Laris. Drives. We've got a defender in the way. Defensive foul against Minster. Out of bounds, left of the rim for the Patriots, who are down seven. 6:18 left in quarter number three. Baseline left. Ball lobbed in by Stefanik. Pitched on the arc to Laris. Now to Keller. Midcourt, handled by Licklider. She spreads the floor. Looks for a back cutter. It goes baseline left, Stefanik. Foul line extended left, Keller. And she hits a 16-footer.
Got herself squared. That was a nice shot.
29-24. Five-point lead, Minster. First bucket for Carroll in the second half.
Ball thrown to Mesher outside the arc on the left for Minster. Here's Ivy Wolf. Two players, Shader. She throws it cross court to Schmiesing. Schmiesing tries to push one up from the baseline. Blocked out of bounds. Good play by Keller. 5:41 to go, third quarter. 29-24, Minster. Baseline right. Wildcats throw into Mesher in the corner. Being hampered by Keller. Out of the arc to Hoing. Licklider on her. Janae tries to shake her. Can't. Picks up her dribble. He's got to get rid of it. 5 second count. Hand off to Ivy Wolf. She's doubled. In trouble. Goes to Schmiesing. Boy, this fast chasing defense from Carroll giving Minster trouble right now. Ivy Wolf sprints into the circle, into the lane, shovels it up and in. Only Ivy Wolf can make that look so easy. Here's Carroll, long lead out down the floor. Licklider busts toward the basket, tries to heave it up there on the run. Knew a foul was coming, and she'll get two shots. Carroll, Chuck, is so perceptive after a made basket. Boy, they get it out in a hurry.
Yeah, they do run the floor well. That was an outstanding defensive set down there. And Ivy Wolf just made a play.
Sure did. High-arching free throw by Licklider. She has it. 31-25. Minster by six. 5:05 to go, third quarter. Substitution, Megan Laris out briefly here now for Carroll. Couple of changes for Minster, which has Hoing Schmiesing on the floor, along with Dana Pringer. Both free throws up and true by Licklider of Carroll. It's a five-point game. Here is Ivy Wolf, and she dials up some fast speed as she hurries down the middle of the floor, being pursued by Carroll, which fouled her. Four fouls, third quarter, two each way. 3 minutes gone in the period. Ivy Wolf's got it for Minster. She's at the Wildcat logo. Ball thrown left corner, Lauren Mox. Foul line extended left, Dana Pringer. Inside the arc on the left, it's Schmiesing. Cross court to Hoing. Janae retreats, Licklider on her. 4:40 left in the third. Minster up five. Janae Hoing, baseline right. Shut off. Bounces back out high to Schmiesing. Schmiesing left-hand bounce goes to Mox. High lob down inside. Ivy Wolf caught it. Missed it. No good. Rebound stick back. Yes. Dana Pringer gets it for Minster. Ivy missed a chippy. Dana Pringer was right there. 33-26. Minster by seven. Licklider down the floor for Carroll. Oh, she hits the back cutter. Stefanik driving layup of beauty. 33-28. Carroll down five. Here's Janae Hoing firing a pass up to Ivy Wolf. Here's a foul line jumper by her. Swish! She's got it. 35-28. Minster by seven. Licklider all the way. 60 feet down the floor in the lane. Left it short. Rebound Minster. Might have been a foul of the Wildcats. Wasn't called. Minster's got the ball. Forecourt left. Ivy Wolf outside the arc on the left to Pringer, to Schmiesing. Straightaway Mox coming out to get it. Janae Hoing straightaway Ivy. Step back 28-footer. Wide left. Didn't catch the rim. Went out of bounds. Air ball.
Stefanik stepped out and did a nice job of putting a hand in her face without fouling her.
3 minutes, 28 seconds to go in the third quarter. 35-28. Minster up seven. Minster led by three at intermission. A poor start to the third quarter for Carroll has enabled Minster to go up by seven late in the third period. Carroll down the floor, ball volleyballed around and tipped out of bounds by Minster below the basket.
Now they've got a little bit of cushion with a seven-point lead. Ivy Wolf's going to actually get to sit down for a minute.
A breather. She needs it. Ball lobbed in by Carroll out back. It's handled on the play. By number three, that's Oaks. Oaks to the baseline to Laris. Spin move up and under in the lane. No, rebound Keller. It is dancing off the rim. She was hacked on the arm as she tried it. She will get two. Julia Keller's shot nearly went in. It skidded around the iron.
Did everything but go in.
Right. A couple of free throws for Julia. 13.5 points a game for Keller. Foul shot is true.
Isn't that pretty?
Uh-huh.
just over three to go in the third. 35-29, Minster up six. Second foul shot, Julia Keller of the Carroll Patriots. In the road, blue, red numbers outlined in white. Minster white from top to bottom, orange and black trim. Next shot by Keller, a little off to the right. Rebound batted, Janae Hoing's got it for Minster. Under three to go, third quarter. Janae at midcourt on the bounce. Outside the arc straight away. Near side pass to Schmiesing. Baseline left, it's Mox. A quick jumper. Bingo! She's got it. Fine game for Mox.
Three for three from the floor.
Quickly forecourt right, Keller for Carroll. Ball stripped away by Hoing. Here's Janae zipping down the floor. Circles the wagons out high. Gives it up on the play to Schmiesing, who lets it go. It rattles around, and it goes in. It goes in. What a play by Minster. Foul below the rim. Basket's going to be good. And let's see what the whistle's all about, Chuck.
Yeah, that three was by Kate Larger.
I'm sorry, it was not Schmiesing. Schmiesing dished it to Larger. Foul Minster, shove off on the rebound. It would have been Carroll's ball out of bounds anyway. Common personal. But on that three ball, Minster's lead is swollen to 11. 40-29. Carroll needs to close the third quarter with a flourish. Here's Licklider. Here's Stefanik. To Keller, high post. Busted up by Minster. Ball in the air. Snatched by the Wildcats. Hoing, baseline drive. Shut off by Carroll, which was not there in time. It's starting to get away from the Patriots now.
Well, the defense is just relentless. And in the first half, they handled it. In the second half, they're not handling it very well. They've turned the ball over six times.
Larger and Mox to the rescue for Minster. Ball inbounded right below the rim. It's caught low on the left by Larger. Wide open, peeled off a screen. Received the ball and just dropped it in. Very easy. Quickly the other way. Hard drive to the rim by Carroll. Oakes had it on the iron. Oh, it wouldn't go in. Rebound is tapped out by Minster. 42-29. Minster up 13.
That's a good sub right now. He brings Ivy Wolf in and gives Janae Hoing a break, so they still got somebody to handle the basketball.
Oh, Ivy Wolf stole the inbounds pass, but she's called for a hooking foul. She was off to the races, headed the other way for two. We'll bring it back. Good call by the official.
Joe Turner.
Ava Licklider inbounding straight away to Keller. To Stefanik. Hand off to Laris down the left side of the lane. Looped it up on the go. No good, but a foul on Minster. Minute 50 left in the third. 42-29. Minster with an explosion of points here in the third quarter, and good defense against Carroll has widened its lead out to 13. Now it's a dozen. Free throw by Laris. Swish. Head coach Mike Wiss of Minster giving regulars some breathing time at the end of the third quarter with a nice 12-point advantage. Second free throw rattles out. Rebound Minster. Ivy Wolf stop and go outside the arc. Little pick and roll with Mox. The catch by Lauren. Layup is good. Wow, Mox is 4 for 4.
And a great look by Ivy Wolf.
Outstanding assist by Wolf. Excellent finish by Mox, who hasn't missed a shot in four tries. And I'm sure head coach Cecilia Grosslin of Carroll is saying, who is Lauren Mox? And she's having a fine game tonight. Here's a missed jumper from the right wing by Stefanik.
Rebound by Mox.
Rebound by Mox. 70 seconds to go, third quarter. Minster has expanded its lead to 14, 44-30. Here's Ivy Wolf, head of the key. Pulls up inside the arc. Missed it wide left. Good rebound inside McKellar. Foul Minster over the back.
I think that's going to be one on one.
Yep. Shooting situation for Carroll. And Julia Keller needs these to trim it to 12. Then Carroll needs a stop and another bucket to get it down to 10 or 9 entering the fourth.
Mox sits down, and she got a nice ovation from the crowd.
I tell you what, Chuck, the play we have seen from Minster players
in addition to Janae Hoying and Ivy Wolf, we knew they would excel.
This is the first time I've seen them since the Loramie game way early in the season, and they have created other players, because right back at that time it was Wolf and Hoying, and Lord help you.
Improvement indeed. I would say it's going to be between Minster, Fort Recovery, and Columbus Grove in that Northwestern Ohio D4 Girls Regional. Both free throws by Keller were good, by the way. 44-32, 12-point lead Minster. 38 seconds to go, third quarter. Mesher's got a drive going, baseline left, throws it beneath the rim, fine pocket pass to Pohl. She misfires, but she's belted and gets two free throws. How about that? Mason Pohl at the stripe, shooting for her third and fourth points. A couple of dribbles. Shots on the way, and it is in. I tell you what, head coach Mike Wiss has done a job with this club, much more balanced offensively and defensively than in November and early December, that's for sure. Second shot, a little too much oomph on it. Rebound down to Carroll. Forecourt right goes to Licklider. She skips it way cross court to the three-point shooter who wants to drive, then makes a bad pass into the hands of Ivy Wolf. Carroll has turned it over far too much here in the third period. Shot fake by Janae Hoying. The defender flies by, and then she zeroes in from three-point land and buries it. Vintage Janae Hoying right there, and the lead is swollen to 16 points, 48-32.
This is a terrific third quarter by the Wildcats.
How many points in total in this period?
Let's see, they had 25, so they scored 23.
A 23-point explosion by Minster here in the third quarter of this game. Foul Minster in backcourt, 1-1 Oaks for Carroll, 7.3 remaining in the third. Free throw by Oaks, around and out to the left. Tie up on the rebound, 6.1 to go. Arrow allows Carroll to keep it down to her right. 16-point game, red-hot third period. Not only offensively, but rock-solid defensively for Minster. Ball inbounded, then thrown back to Keller in the lane. A second left in the period. Here's a running one-hander, banked up and in on the go. Wow, what a shot. Nice play, Sarah Oaks, 5'5", sophomore. She was amidst traffic outside the lane of the left, and with the left hand, she flipped it kind of sidearm and banked it in off the window. 48-34, Minster after three on scores.broadcast.com.
The Gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
This is scores.broadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee back here at Minster. We are awaiting the start of the fourth quarter. Minster possession, Wildcats up 14, 48-34.
23-12 that quarter.
Wow, domination by Minster in period number three. But Chuck, this is what Anna and Versailles got a taste of. Last couple of opponents for Minster. Wildcats thumped them both. Anna by 11, Versailles by 13. Minster, a fast improving Division IV girls team. Wildcats with the ball in the lane. Here's a sloppy handoff, and Carroll gets the steal. Quickly up the floor, right corner. Takira Robinson, a 5'8 junior, is in now for Carroll, which gets a three ball from the right corner by Oaks, a triple. She finished the third with a bucket, starts the fourth with a trifecta, and Carroll's back with an 11. High left, it's Pohl with the ball for Minster. Ball fed left flank to Euchre. Euchre's tied up. Splendid play by Licklider. Minster keeps it on the arrow. No, it's Carroll's ball. Patriots now with a chance to slice this Minster lead down to 8 or 9. Minute gone, fourth period. 48-37, Minster. Ball thrown to the high post to Keller. Spin move into the lane, got away with the walk. Made the shot, negated. She took steps.
I thought she got away with the walk, too. She absolutely walked.
We've got Janae Hoying back in for Minster. 10-point score on the year. Lauren Mox in for the Wildcats. She has really sparkled tonight for the home team. Ball lobbed into Ivy Wolf at midcourt. Shakes a defender, shakes another, pulls up foul line. Deflected on the play by Robinson. Steal Carroll. Lead out down the floor to Stefanik. Great driving layup by her. Man, she was motoring pell-mell. Managed to flip that in up over the rim, off the glass. Minster's lead has been cut to 9. 6:29 left, third quarter. Here's Danae Hoying on the arc. Feeds it to Mesher in the paint area. She's doubled. Back to Janae for a three. It rattles out. No good. Rebound Keller. Throws it away at midcourt. Minster almost over and back. Ball into the hands of Avery Wolf. Big break there for Minster. Carroll had the board. Got in too much of a hurry. Turnovers have been tough on Carroll in the second half. Minster's taking advantage of Carroll's sloppy play last two periods. 5:50 to go in the fourth. 9-point lead, Minster. Ball thrown to Mox in the lane. Might have walked. Sloppy pass into the corner. Great play by Stefanik, who saved it inbounds. Down the floor to a teammate. And here is contact, baseline left. Good drive by Oakes. She drew the two-shot foul.
Carroll has really picked up their pressure on ball defending right now. If you got the basketball, you better be strong.
Minster to start the fourth quarter in the half court has been bottled up. That's all you can say.
They've turned the ball over three times here in the fourth quarter.
This Carroll defense has tightened down. Minster not fluid at the offensive end in the fourth, like the Wildcats were in the third. Both free throws dead on. Each shot right down through by Oakes. 48-41. Minster's big lead, Chuck, which at one point was 16, is now down to 7. Here's a foul line jumper. Janae Hoying left open. Swish for Minster. 50-41, Minster by 9. 5:27 to go here in the fourth. On the arc, Stefanik, guarded by Ivy Hoying, or I should say by Ivy Wolf, leaves it behind her for the three-point shooter. It's good by Oakes from distance. Wow, she's a dynamite player.
Got an 8-point quarter going, and we haven't played 3 minutes yet.
A 10th grader, sophomore Sarah Oakes. Super game for her. The lead is 6 now on the trifecta by Oakes. Inbounds pass by Minster, swatted out of bounds by Carroll. Takira Robinson goes to the bench. She gave Carroll some spark on defense. 5:06 to go, fourth quarter. Ivy Wolf midcourt. Loops it to Janae Hoying. Cross court to Mox. Thought she might have walked. Loops it up in the lane. Short, deflected by Keller. Rebound down to Carroll. Thrown up the right side to Stefanik. She blazes a trail into the lane to the three-point shooter in the left corner. Oakes left it short. Rebound down to Minster. That would have cut it to 3. Foul. 60 feet from the rim against Carroll. 4:45 to go in the fourth quarter. What a job by Carroll, which has whittled 10 points off the deficit in the last 4.5 minutes of playing time.
Pretty impressive.
Ball inbounded by Minster in backcourt. Pressure by Carroll against Janae Hoying. Defense applied to Licklider. Up the right side, Janae. On the arc to Mox. Gives it up to Mesher. Near side, Avery Wolf. They post up Ivy. Spin move, drew the two-shot foul. She was chopped on the wrist. If Ivy gets it that low, Chuck, with the back to the basket, at worst, she'll get two foul shots.
Yeah, she's unstoppable if you let her catch the ball down there.
Ivy rims the free throw. 4:26 to go, fourth quarter. Minster 50, Dayton Carroll 44. Biggest lead for Minster was 16. Midway through the third, second shot, Ivy. Front rim, backboard, it trickles in there. Lead is 7 for Minster. Under 4:20 to go in the game. Stefanik down the floor, the little guard. Gives it up on the play to Licklider. High post, Keller. Knocks on her. Keller has the ball shaken loose. It's into the hands of Ivy Wolf. Stop and go move down the lane all the way to the cup. Got it for 2. Outstanding drive by Ivy. How many for her now, Chuck?
She has 15. Hoying has 13.
Timeout, Dayton Carroll. Minster inches the lead back out to 9 with 4:01 left in the game on scoresbroadcast.com.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but 2 delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S, pub.com.
A new underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com is Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie at 700 East Park. Physical therapist and owner Jim Spitzer, 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist. He works with you one-on-one. He develops a truly customized treatment program for you. And to maintain great progress, he creates a specialized home program for you, too. Jim Spitzer, Pinnacle Sports Therapy. He treats knees, shoulders, ankles, all kinds of sports injuries. And he treats orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle in Fort Loramie accepts all major insurances, including Anthem, plus Medicare and workers' comp. A superb physical therapist like Jim Spitzer is a good guy to know. And for the last 13 years, he's operated Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation on Center Street in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie, 419-1491, 937-419-1491. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, let us help you move forward. Carroll inbounding after the timeout. In a long three ball by Stefanik is right down through the well.
And back to 6.
6-point game, 53-47 Minster. 3.5 left, fourth quarter. Ivy Wolf outside the arc to Mesher. Goes to the foul line. Now to Mox on the weave. 19 fouls on Minster, 7 on Carroll. And here is a Minster player at the foul stripe. She dropped the ball. Avery Wolf reeled it back in, and Minster got a timeout.
Yeah, that was a good call.
Just in the nick of time. 3:17 to go in the fourth, 53-47 in favor of Minster by 5. So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Barker Insurance, located on 25A, north of I-75, just south of Anna, north of Sydney, the most valued insurance agency in the region. It is second to none. Barker Insurance will customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program for you, representing firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and more. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance, and that is for sure. On County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number 1, Barker Insurance, 937-492-1857.
Well, I turned 68 today, Jack.
I know. Jeff Ray reminded me.
And I'll tell you what, I apologize to all the people who had the under.
Three
3 minutes and 17 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Here is Minster inbounding, top of the circle to Ivy Wolf. She's double-teamed, drops the elbow, fends off a defender. Offensive foul on Ivy Wolf.
Good call.
Offensive foul, not shooting. It was the 10th on Minster. Carroll the rest of the way, double bonus. 3 minutes, 8 seconds to go, fourth quarter. Big possession. Carroll hits a teammate down inside. What a pass by Keller. She found Licklider for the reverse layup. Don't look now. 4-point game. 53-49 Minster. Janae Hoing splits a couple defenders. Baseline left. Lauren Mox open from 10. Couldn't get it to go. Rebound Carroll. Quickly down the floor. It's Oaks. Left corner Licklider. On the arc to Keller. Swish! Julia Keller nails a three ball. 53-52, Minster by one.
Unbelievable comeback.
Wow. In the span of about 7 minutes, this Carroll team has made up 15 points. Here's a miss in the lane by Ivy Wolf. Rebound by Carroll. Long run out, Licklider. Hits a teammate baseline left. 10-footer open shot by Stefanik. No good. Rebound by Minster. Nearly a tie-up in backcourt. And Minster gets a timeout again. Wow. That was as close to a tie-up as you could have. It's two of them now by Minster in the last, 90 seconds.
Yeah, but Carroll's come out. They've hit four threes here in the fourth quarter.
53-52. What a game here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Oh, glad we could bring it to you on this Monday night. It was a far cry from this last Monday evening when Fort Loramie handled St. Henry with ease.
Yeah.
66-23.
I would like to see Loramie play this Carroll team. I think that'd be a heck of a game.
Oh, sure would. Dayton Carroll fell behind by 16 tonight, midway through the third quarter. And
they're up by 14 to start the fourth quarter.
Yeah, by 14 to start the fourth. There you go. So it's now 53-52. 2:12 left still. Carroll has wiped 13 points off the 14-point deficit in 5 minutes and 48 seconds of the fourth quarter.
Minster scored 23 points in the third quarter. They scored 5 in the fourth.
It has been a wave of surges. First half, a lot of little ones. Second half, a couple big ones. One by Minster in the third. A huge one by Carroll here in the fourth. Minster tries to get it inbounds down to her right. They've got to go the length of the floor. Kicked out by Licklider. Minster tries again. It is Avery Wolf looking for Mox. Gets it to her. Keller's all over. Mox falls down. It's on the deck once more. Mox gets it for Minster. Arrow. Minster ball jump occurs. Ooh, Minster dodging one bullet after another, Chuck. 2:06 to go in the fourth quarter. 53-52, Minster up one. Here's Ivy Wolf in backcourt. 3-on-2 break to the top of the circle. Foul line doesn't shoot. Circles the wagons out high to Avery. Right side, Ella Mesher. Mesher handoff to Ivy. 17 fouls on Carroll. 10 on Minster. Minute 48 to go. Minster up one, 53-52. Left side pass to Mox. Mox defended by Laris. Out on top to Janae Hoing. Catching his Ivy 30 feet away. Minute 35 to go. Ivy puts it on the deck. Now Janae Hoing behind the arc. Janae wants to maneuver. Goes to Mox. Foul line. They look for the back cutter. Can't find one. Ball thrown to Mox on the to Mesher on the inside. Stolen by Oaks of Carroll. Fine interception by the Patriots. With a minute 13 left, they can take the lead. Licklider on the arc to Oaks. Almost walked. Back to Licklider, baseline right. Looks for Keller. Can't get it to her. Now Stefanik. Now Oaks, who dribbles behind the back. Blocking foul on Hoing. It's a double bonus. 1:02 to go. Free throws for Carroll to take the lead, Chuck.
It's hard to understand their effort in the third quarter and now their effort in the fourth quarter, but they are just tenacious defensively.
Same for Minster, which is coming up all thumbs here in the fourth after a great third. Here is Oaks at the line. Two free throws coming. She shoots for the tie. Got it for Carroll. 53-53. 62 seconds to go, fourth quarter. What a Monday night bonus game here on scoresbroadcast.com. Second shot, Oaks in the air. It's in for two. 1 point lead, Carroll. 54-53. She made them both. 56 seconds to go. Ivy Wolf takes charge for Minster. Drives, reverse layup. Blocked on the play by Keller. Right back to Ivy. 48 seconds to go. Minster down one. Janae Hoing, Ivy Wolf, 35 feet away. She's double teamed. Got to get rid of it. Into the lane to Mox. Spins, drives, scores! Lauren Mox, heck of a game for her. Five field goals for Mox on the night. Without her, Minster wouldn't have the lead.
That's true, and I'll tell you, that time, Wolf drew three people. She did a great job of finding Lauren,
yep.
And Lauren made a nice move to the basket.
Timeout, Dayton Carroll, 34 ticks left. Minster, 54. Carroll, 53 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Who's the big boy? Who's daddy's big boy? Big boy. Just what is it about Frisch's Big Boy? Is it their two delicious 100% beef patties? Or that secret tartar sauce? I mean, it is the original. Or those hand-breaded golden onion rings? And what about their hot fudge cake? Hey, big guy. Let's go to Big Boy. Frisch's. Just gotta have my Big Boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Chuck, we've got the Dayton Carroll fans here at the Minster Gym on the edge of their seats. They're asking us, when will this game be archived?
Yeah, this will be a good one to go home and listen to.
Oh, boy.
Especially if they can get the lead back.
Not a huge crowd here tonight, Chuck. What, maybe 250?
Yeah, not a big
something
Monday
like that
crowd.
But I tell you what, the people at home who have joined us are listening to a fantastic girls' high school game.
This is as good as we've seen all year.
55-54, 1 point lead for Minster. 30 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Carroll with the ball, forecourt to her right. It's Oaks on the dribble outside the arc. Looks inside for Keller, gets it to her. Pried away by Minster, stolen by Janae Hoing. Backcourt to Avery Wolf, hand off to Ivy. Ivy's grab, 60 feet from the rim, and she will get the 1-and-1. Carroll did not do a real good job, Chuck, disguising the entry pass to Keller.
No, you knew they were going to go to Keller, and they just jumped it. Two people right in front of her.
Ivy Wolf to push the lead for Minster to three with 17.6 to go. The free throw hangs on the front rim, and it goes in. Kerplunk.
She is 4 for 5 now from the free throw line, 86% on the season.
Again, 17.6 to go. Minster up two. Second shot, Ivy Wolf. Swish. Minster ahead by three. Three-point lead, Minster. 15, 14, 13 seconds left. What will Carroll do? No timeout being called. Outside the arc on the right, it's Licklider. Licklider looks for Oaks. Goes far corner, Stefanik. A triple in the air. It's good! It's good! I don't believe what I just saw. Allie Stefanik shook loose behind the double screen in the left corner. Scoreboard clock reads zero. The ball went through the net. The buzzer sounded. I think, Chuck, the game is over.
Well, it's tied. I don't know. They're over there to discuss it. I don't know. Somebody tried to call a timeout. If they call it in time.
Minster did work the officials, try to get a timeout called. It wasn't recognized by the referees nor the timekeeper. Whoops, we may have a second back on the clock.
I was going to say, they're not changing the possession. So
what
they would turn that off if it was going to go to overtime.
What a shot by Allie Stefanik from the left corner. She drilled a 25-footer. She was almost out of bounds. What a game tonight here at Minster. Chuck Ladd, we chose this one.
No doubt. Whoop. Stefanik scored 8 in the fourth quarter, and Oaks has scored 10 in the fourth quarter.
This is high-quality, high-octane girls basketball tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. Third quarter, all Minster. Fourth quarter, all Dayton Carroll. The visitors rally to tie it despite two free throws from Ivy Wolf to push the lead to three. Carroll calmly came up the floor, no timeout. three, four, five passes. The fifth into the corner to Stefanik. They had to shoot the three at that point. Couldn't go inside to Keller. The two-pointer wouldn't do him any good. Stefanik let it fly. She was open. She buried it deep left side of the floor right in front of the Carroll water cooler.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm a fan of in scatter when you're in that situation. Less than 10 seconds. I'm a fan of going ahead and playing scatter court, and that's what they did. They ran at the ball. They found Stefanik in the corner. Stefanik, and boy, she buried it. That thing didn't even come close to hitting the rim.
Yep, Stefanik came into the game 13 for 58 on the year behind the arc.
Wow.
She zeroed in right there. Scoreboard clock doesn't read a second. It reads a tenth of a second. Minster throws it into Ivy Wolf. She cannot get the shot off. She did heave it from 65 feet. It's short, and we go to OT. Bonus coverage on Monday night results in an extra session. Overtime from Minster. Minster Wildcats 57, Dayton Carroll Patriots 57. Overtime upcoming on scoresbroadcast.com.
Honesty, integrity, transparency, and accountability. These are the principles I live by and the principles I'll lead with. I'm Mark Jordan, and I'm a lifelong Republican running for Shelby County Sheriff. Find out more about me by visiting VoteJordanSheriff.com or Mark Jordan for Sheriff 2020 on Facebook. It's time for change, and I'm ready to lead the way. I'm Mark Jordan, and I approve this message. Paid for by the committee to elect Jordan Sheriff.
What a game. Oh, what a game here tonight at Minster. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Your radio on the phone for high school sports in the Upper Miami Valley. Chuck, I thought the bronchitis, sinusitis, laryngitis was all over. I tell you what, a game like this is going to bring it all back.
Yeah, this has been a terrific game.
Fantastic contest here at Minster tonight. Pretty sparse crowd. Hopefully we've got an enormous audience by now. I know word has traveled south into Dayton. A lot of Dayton Carroll listeners. In fact, I've gotten a couple of texts. Here is Dayton Carroll winning the opening tap to start the overtime session. Minster's defense clogging up the top of the circle. Behind the back on the dribble, Stefanik weaves it to Oakes. Down the left side of the lane, running left-hander short. Strong rebound by Keller. Keller bullies her way into the paint area, falls to the ground. It's ruled a jump. Minster bench wanted to travel. Perhaps should have been called. Arrow favors Minster after the tie-up.
It's a foul or a travel. It was no call. You can't fall down with the basketball.
Nonetheless, it is Minster's possession, tied at 57. Half minute gone in the overtime. Ivy Wolf between the circles, gets a screen out high from Avery. Ivy barges down the left side of the lane, ducks under, banks in an eight-footer. She shook her defender, made it count. Smooth play, Ivy Wolf. 3:14 left in OT. 59-57. Two-point edge, Minster. Ball lobbed out inside by Carroll. Intended for Keller. Overthrown. It goes out of bounds.
Good help by Avery Wolf that time. That is 13 turnovers in the second half now for Carroll.
And the majority of them in the third quarter. Looks like an adjustment or two by Carroll defensively. Here's Mesher down low on the left. Got a good feed. Blocked on the play by Keller. And then a loose ball midcourt into the half court of Carroll. We've got a tie-up. What do we have? Arrow favors Carroll.
Each team is down to one timeout, so now they got to be kind of choosy when they try to get the ball loose on the floor.
Got to be judicious with the timeouts now. 2 minutes, 50 seconds to go. Fourth quarter. 59-57, Minster by two. Playmaker below the rim, Stefanik. Lobs it out high to Oakes. Oakes on the dribble, weaving is Stefanik. Over the Wildcats logo at midcourt. Picked up by Ivy Wolf. 2:40 to go in the overtime. Minster by two. Top of the circle, Stefanik. She's the young lady who made the three at the end of regulation to knot it. She's got it back in the corner now. They keep the ball in her hands. She slides down the right side of the lane, all the way to the rack. Driving layup, yes! Stefanik.
That's Licklider.
Licklider, my mistake. Let me get it correct for the Carroll fans. It was 11, Licklider. Ivy Wolf comes right back for Minster. Post up move in the lane. Fadeaway shot is good. Eight-footer, Ivy Wolf. Two-point lead, Minster. 2:06 to go in the OT. On the weave, here's Stefanik with the ball for Carroll. Gets a screen out high from a teammate, Jillian Roberts. Jillian Roberts in off the bench, a 5'7 senior. Shake and bake move, Licklider down the paint, running toward the rim. Banked it, it skimmed off, but she was tagged on the shoulder. Licklider trying to make things happen here, the OT for Carroll.
I think that's the third foul on Ivy.
61-59, Minster by two. Licklider, a couple of crucial free throws for the Carroll Patriots. High arch off to the left, no good. Substitution, Mox back on the floor for Mesher for Minster. Second foul shot, Licklider for Carroll to cut it to... my mistake, Chuck. Scoreboard reads 61-60. First free throw go in?
No.
There it's changed. 61-59. It was wrong. Both free throws by Licklider, no good. Minster with the ball up two. Mox throws a cross court to Avery Wolf. Open 17-footer. No. Rebound Keller. Carroll's got the ball down two on the hurry up Licklider. Deep right corner teammate Oaks nearly walked. She has a tendency to do it. The officials don't call it. Here is Licklider hemmed in, far side of the floor, and Carroll elects to use its final timeout with a minute 18 to go, and Minster up two. The scoreboard had tricked me.
I'm not sure. No, neither free throw was good.
No, it pushed the score for Carroll from 61-59 up to 61-60 for a brief several seconds, but the foul shot was missed. Second shot was missed. After the field goal try that was no good by Minster, Carroll's got it back, down two, 78 seconds to go, fourth quarter.
Well, now they had the scoreboard all messed up, too. They had each team with one timeout. Carroll just called one. Now they're saying they've got three left.
I'm not sure what's correct, although I've got to believe.
Well, I saw the official scorer holding up one hand, one finger towards the Minster side, and three towards Carroll.
Yeah, I didn't think Carroll had called as many as Minster. That's big. Three timeouts left for Carroll, which inbounds the ball at midcourt. A minute 12 to go in the game, in the overtime. Dribble drive, left side of the lane. Bad pass on the arc, picked off by Ivy Wolf of Minster. 63 seconds to go. Ivy Wolf's nearly tied up. She's double-teamed. Shovels it to Schmiesing. Schmiesing's nearly tied up. Minster's got just one timeout left. Push off in the corner against Carroll. 1-1. That is not yet team foul 10 on Carroll. No, it's only 9. Schmiesing with a critical 1-1. 56.4 to go. Minster leads Dayton Carroll by 2.
They need to keep the ball off the sideline. They're in trouble when they get over there.
Mara Schmiesing, the left-hander, rims it out, no good. Rebound pinballed, left corner, run down by Licklider of Carroll. Backcourt to Stefanik. Good play by Keller, the big gal in the middle for Carroll. Reached up, speared the ball, spiked it into the corner to a teammate. Here's Keller, baseline right against Mox, falls down, gets a bounce pass away to Licklider. Now to Oaks on the arc, 37 seconds to go. Minster up two. A two-pointer ties, a three-pointer wins for Carroll. Stefanik, 35 feet away, still on the bounce. Looking, wants to drive, can't do it. Keller's out high with her. Ball handed off to Oaks, 20 seconds to go. Oaks penetrates, pushes it up on the run, got it, and a foul. What a play by Oaks. Sarah Oaks, 5'5", sophomore. Splendid maneuver by her. How did she get that up and in?
She's got 18 points.
Woo. Terrific soft. 5'5", Sarah Oaks, spelled O-C-H-S, pronounced just like the tree. For the three-point play in the lead, it's good. 62-61, Carroll. 18.8 to go. Chuck, who called the timeout?
Carroll called it.
Full timeout for the Patriots. We'll return in a moment with the final 18.8. Minster down one on scores.broadcast.com.
Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered with the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and kids' bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and much, much more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can help you find the perfect fitting mattress and make sure you take advantage of the 5-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture is always on display. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney.
Here is the situation. Dayton Carroll, 62. Minster, 61. Minster possession, 18.8 seconds left in the overtime.
See what they're going to do defensively. They're not going to pick them up full court.
Nope, they're not.
They'll pick them up at midcourt.
Two, three white jerseys in backcourt for Minster. No pressure from Carroll. Down to 14 seconds to go. Here's the weave to Ivy Wolf. Wolf spin moving the lane. Guarded well by Keller. Turnaround fadeaway shot. No, but Keller whacked her. 9.9 left. Ivy Wolf cleverly attracted a two-shot foul. She's got two free throws here for the lead. 62-61, Carroll. Ivy Wolf, better than 80% on the year at the stripe. Missed it, way short. She's got one coming for the tie. That was team foul 10 on Carroll. 10 each way. Double bonus from here on out. Ivy Wolf shoots it up and in. We're even up once more at 62 apiece. Timeout, Minster, 9.9 to go. Chuck.
Now the difference there is you make them both. Now Carroll's got to come down and try to score. Now that it's tied, they can come down and take the last shot.
Right.
So that gives them the advantage right there.
And Minster's got to be a little cautious. You don't dare foul.
Well, no. That's in the way the Carroll guards get to the rim. That's a tough chore to defend them without fouling them.
And these Carroll guards are lickety-split fast. Boy, they blaze a trail down either side of the lane. And somehow, some way, while motoring toward the rim at breakneck speed, Chuck, they flip the ball up and in from down around their knees.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, Oaks and Licklider have had terrific games. One's a sophomore, one's a junior.
Chuck, that shows you the amount of pressure that is felt by a free throw shooter with the game on the line in the last 10 seconds of a contest. Ivy Wolf, as good as she is, well over 80% on the year. She pulled the string on the first one,
yep.
Then regathered herself, swished the second one to make it 62-62. 9.9 to go. We got Minster in backcourt with five white jerseys. Five blue, five white in backcourt. Carroll's got to go the length of the floor. It's inbounded now up the floor to Oaks as Minster relents pressure. Oaks has a little lane, drives down the middle, flipped it up on the run, off the rim, no. Rebound, Minster, double overtime. Holy cow. 62-62. Oaks had a little crevice develop. It looked like she short-armed it just a bit. Thought there might be a defender waiting. Minster didn't dare foul. Wildcats backed off. Oaks had a shot, Chuck.
One she had a good look at it, really.
Oh, yeah, one like many that Carroll has made all night long. But it did not go in, and we go to a second four-minute extra session tied at 62 here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson athletic trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
You talked about free throw shooting. Each team lighting it up during the game until the overtime. Minster 1-for-3 in the overtime. Carroll 1-for-3 in the overtime. That basket just gets a little bit smaller.
Ooh, it's tense. It is tense. 62-62. Double OT here at Minster. It is going to be Mesher and Keller at midcourt to jump it up. The game has been beautifully officiated tonight here, Chuck.
Oh, yeah.
Here's the tip, one down at the other end by Licklider. She goes and gets it, drives and scores.
How do you let that happen?
2-point lead, Carroll. We start the OT. Ivy Wolf, forecourt left for Minster, which is down 64-62. On the arc to Avery. High post to Mescher. Back to the basket. Wants to drive on Keller. Oh, a great feed to Mox. Shot blocked by Keller. Keller knocked her down. Yeah, couple of free throws for Mox.
She got the block up high, but she bodied her.
All important foul shots to which you alluded a moment ago, Chuck. They are going to decide this game. 64-62 Carroll. Mox, two free throws for Minster. 3:37 to go in the second OT. It's too strong. No good. Second one by Mox. One bounce. A second, a third, a fourth. Puts it up and it rimmed. Rebound Keller of Carroll. She swarmed the boards. Boxed out nicely. Gave it up the floor to Oaks. Oaks on the arc. Hand off to Licklider. Licklider on the bounce. Out high to Keller. Near side it goes to Jillian Roberts, who has given Coach Rosslyn good time off the bench. 5'7 senior Roberts. Now Stefanik. She spreads the floor 30 feet away. Guarded by Avery Wolf. 3 minutes, 4 seconds to go in the second OT. 64-62 Carroll. On the weave out, back it goes to Oak. She sprints into the lane. Nearly poked away from behind by Ivy Wolf. Here's a travel. Steps taken by Carroll in the lane. Oaks got a little hungry for the rim. She'd stopped her dribble and bounced it on the floor an additional time. But had taken steps in between. Double dribble or a walk. One or the other. Minster possession down two. 2:43 to go. Second overtime. Mescher with the ball out high. Goes to Mox. Right flank, Janae Hoing wants to drive on Licklider. Running one-hander, Janae banked it in on the go. What a play, Janae Hoing of Minster. 64-64. 2:26 left in the second OT. Janae Hoing with a brilliant drive right there. That was clutch. Here's Carroll with the ball 30 feet away. Dribbling, Licklider. Still on the bounce. And Coach Cecilia Grosslin gets a timeout for the Carroll Patriots. 2:14 to go in the second overtime. We're even up at 64 on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
What a thriller here on scoresbroadcast.com. Magnificent game from Minster. 64-64. Dayton Carroll with possession. 2:13 left in the second OT. Here at midcourt is Licklider. Gives it up on the right wing to Stefanik. Goes baseline against Janae Hoing. Throws it back out of the arc. Three-point shooter. A long launch by Oaks is good. Wow, what a shot by Sarah Oaks. She has really sparkled tonight for Dayton Carroll, which is up at three. Ivy Wolf, shake and bake, moving the lane. Veers to the left corner. Out high to Mescher. Minster down three. In some trouble right now. A minute 40 left to go in the second overtime. Near side, it's Mescher. Mox on top, picked up by Keller. Right flank, Ivy Wolf. Straight away, Hoing, triple on the way. It circled the iron and spun out. Oh, that was down below and snapped away. Rebound, Carroll. Forecourt left. On the arc, Stefanik. A minute 19 to go. Carroll leads it to three. Left side, it's Oaks. Oaks is doubled. Stolen from behind, Ivy Wolf. Spinning, twisting down the floor. Foul against Carroll. What a play by Ivy. Boy, right when Minster needed a pickpocket, they got it.
Well, no surprise there. That kid is an athlete.
71 seconds to go in the second OT. Ivy Wolf was jammed from behind in the act of shooting. Minster down three. Ivy Wolf's foul shot hits the rim, backboard, rim again, backboard again, rim again. It's in.
This should be a swish then.
67-65. Minster down two. Second shot, Ivy Wolf dips the knees, pumps it up, it dances around, in and out, no good. Rebound, Carroll. Ivy missed one in what, Chuck? The first OT?
Yep.
And one here in the second OT. Carroll, four court right, 63 seconds to go. Second overtime, up two. Patriots get a timeout on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGinc.oh.com.
Hey, don't forget Brookins on Elm Street in Fort Loramie. You'll love that pork chop special on Saturday night at Brookins. Like them on Facebook, Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com. That's Brookins, well known for its juicy roasted chicken, many savory sandwiches, and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. Brookins in Fort Loramie. 47 seconds to go in the second OT. Minster trails Dayton Carroll by two, 67-65. Both teams in the double bonus. Here's Stefanik on the weave out front, trying to invite the foul from Hoing. Gives it off to Sarah Oakes. Boy, she's been a hero tonight for Dayton Carroll. On a weave, it goes to Keller. Midcourt Stefanik, 25 seconds left. Minster's going to have to come out, trap, double team, and foul sooner or later. Near side, it goes to Licklider. She sprints into the right corner, nearly walked. On top to Keller, 15 to go, 14 to go. Hand off to Oakes, right in front of head coach Cecilia Grosselin. Foul committed by Minster. Double bonus for Oakes of Carroll. She's been the heroine for this team tonight.
Well, if she lived a little closer to Sydney, she'd get a Clancy's.
She's dazzled, that's for sure. One big point, one big basket after another for Sarah Oakes, a 5'5 sophomore for this Dayton Carroll Patriots team.
Man, they let way too much time go off the clock there.
Yeah, Minster did. We're down to 13.2. Double bonus Oakes. Free throw. Front rim, back rim, front rim. No, it falls off.
Well,
here's the big one.
Going to have a chance now. Even if she makes this, it's one possession.
Nobody on the lane for Carroll. Minster will get an unchallenged rebound here should she miss. Second shot, Oakes for the three-point lead. It's bouncing, bouncing, no good. Rebounded by Ivy Wolf. 10 seconds to go. Right in front of head coach Mike Wiss. Time out, Minster. 9.4 remaining. Oakes could have put the game away with two made free throws. Each one of them, Chuck, danced all around the iron, hit about every centimeter of the rim. Neither one went in. Unchallenged rebound. Ivy Wolf for Minster. And with under 10 to go, 9.4 to be exact, Minster possession in the half court, down by two. Guess what? A two-point bucket, and we go to a third OT.
A third one. Well, Carroll was 11 of 14 through four quarters. They are now, they're 1 of 5 in the two overtimes. Minster was 7 of 10 through four quarters. They are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. They are 2 of 7 in the overtimes.
Chuck, is this like college football where at some point in the overtime series, you've got to go for 2 points after
it? I don't know. No, I'll tell you. Obviously, we'd like to see Minster win the game, but I'd take another overtime.
Oh, this has been spectacular. Girls high school basketball at its best tonight. Bonus coverage on Monday night here on scoresbroadcast.com. Here's the situation. 9.4 to go. 67-65 Carroll. Second OT. Minster ball. Ivy Wolf is doubled 35 feet away. She's hemmed in. Gives up her dribble. Goes to Schmiesing. Three to go. Right side Hoing. Hoing's got to hoist it. Lets it fly. Off the corner of the backboard. No good. Minster didn't come close to getting the shot it wanted. And Dayton Carroll knocks off Minster here at the Wildcats gym. 67-65. What a job Dayton Carroll did on Ivy Wolf on the Wildcats' last offensive set. She was doubled. Then when she gave it up to Schmiesing, Schmiesing was hemmed in by two.
Right, yeah, they ran at her. They defended that exactly the way they wanted to.
And the Dayton Carroll Patriots on the road here tonight at Minster knock off Mike Wiss Wildcats by 2 points, 67-65 in double overtime. A fantastic game, a thriller. Chuck, we don't have enough adjectives in the Webster's dictionary to give this contest an accurate description.
No, it was a terrific game. Both teams played really well. Carroll just did a better job in the overtime to win the basketball game.
Yep, sure did. And it helped. Carroll had, at one point, three timeouts left. Minster just won. That was a little bit of a benefit. Carroll could have put the game away with a couple free throws there at the 10-second mark, and the second OT didn't. Gave Minster a chance. Ivy Wolf missed, what, at least one free throw in each OT?
Yes, he was 2 of 4.
Dynamite game all in all. Dayton Carroll did a pretty good job, four quarters, two overtimes, on Ivy Wolf.
Yeah, she ended up with 23.
Yep.
But everybody else quit scoring. And Hoing had two in the fourth quarter and two in the overtime. They just needed to get her off a little bit more. But they give Carroll credit. They played outstanding defense.
Oh, this was fun. Monday night bonus coverage here on scoresbroadcast.com. Chuck, I had my eye on this game a couple months ago, and as the flu bug began to drag me down, I really wondered if we could squeeze this game into the schedule. Not sure I was going to have the voice to do it. I've gotten a little bit better over the last 4 or 5 days. I needed every ounce of the voice to get through this tonight. And it was a fantastic contest won by Dayton Carroll, 67-65 over Minster in double OT. Chuck, a look at the scorebook.
Well, let's take a look. A rebounding was close, 27-25 Carroll advantage. Turnovers, 20 turnovers for Dayton Carroll, 14 for Minster. 12 of 19 from the free throw line for the Patriots, 9 of 17 for Minster. That's not going to get it done.
No, it's not.
Individual scoring, Sarah Oaks, the five sophomore, 22 points. They got 15 out of Stefanik. They got 15 out of Keller. And they got 12 out of Licklider. They had four young ladies in double figures, which is impressive. And like I said, if they were close enough, Sarah Oaks would get the Clancy's Player of the Game on the Dayton Carroll side. For Minster, 23 for Ivy Wolf, 15 for Janae Hoing, and 10 for Lauren Mox. They had other young ladies that scored, but just not quite enough. 67-65, the final score.
9 of 17 from the foul line for Minster, which had a 14-point lead, right, Chuck, entering the fourth quarter of this game.
Yep, 48-34. They had a 16-point lead in the third quarter.
Right. Unbelievable comeback by Dayton Carroll. Give the Patriots all the credit in the world. Oaks, 22 points. She was the hero for this Dayton Carroll Patriots team. 22 for Oaks. Dayton Carroll comes back from 16 down in the third, down by 14 at the start of the fourth. They did a pretty good job on Ivy Wolf, averaging 20. She got 23 in four quarters plus two OTs. Fantastic game. I think I've run out of adjectives to describe this game tonight, Chuck.
Well, Ivy Wolf is going to be my Clancy's Player of the Game for the Wildcats.
Clancy's Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Chuck, I'm sure we had many, many more listeners than people in attendance here at Minster tonight. A crowd of, what, 225, 250. But it was, oh, wow.
They missed a classic.
Yeah, that's what it was. It was a classic. We'll try to get it archived as soon as possible so this classic can become as instant as possible.
Best girls game that we've had all year.
Oh, without question. Best girls game in a while. I don't recall a double OT girls contest in recent memory. This one was terrific. Dayton Carroll, unbelievable heart on the road at Minster, down 14. You could have said, well, you know, we gave it a good old college try tonight. Let's get back on the bus and make the two-hour journey back into the heart of Dayton and Montgomery County and call it a night. But no, Carroll didn't do that.
It'll make the bus ride a lot more fun on the way home.
I should say so.
I'm sure the girls will all be studying on the way home.
Yeah, Minster pulled a shocker, won easily last year late in the season at Carroll when Carroll was highly ranked. I think maybe number one or number two in the state in Division Two.
Probably two because
right, Rogers.
Rogers would have been one.
But Minster was ranked in the top three in Ohio in Division Four at the time. And shocked Dayton Carroll, won easily at the Carroll Gym. This year, the Patriots turn the tables on the Wildcats and win it by two. And I think, Chuck, I've survived the night fairly well.
Good.
Hopefully enough left in the voice for Fairlawn and a tomorrow boys action from the Jets gym.
Yep, we got one more game to get through, and then you get the rest till Friday.
Get 2 days of rest. 7:30 tip tomorrow night, 7:10 webcast time from the Fairlawn Jets gym. Saw an email a short while ago from Zach Freeling, athletic director at Fairlawn, and they are set to roll out the red carpet for us once again. So many thanks to Ron Mooney, our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer, Chuck McBee alongside color on-site engineering and stats, Jack Kramer, saying good night from here at Minster, where in spectacular fashion, in a great game, the Dayton Carroll Patriots have come to Minster and have knocked off the Wildcats in double OT, 67-65.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.